Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are helping you with your small business and professional needs and developmental growth and goals. Connect with us on our social channels at Twitter, Business on the Edge, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge. And ladies, we have a new group for you on Facebook, On the Edge Women in Business. And you can post your products, services, or events, or if you have a Blog Talk Radio show, you can post that out there for the ladies to join and listen in on what you have to say. You can always email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. If you're interested in coming on the show, we do vet those out. And if it looks like a good opportunity for us to bring you on and it makes sense, we'll do that on the Blog Talk Radio show and on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. Obviously, this is not AM 1220 KDOW. Ha-ha. As the announcer said, we're going to change that up for you. We're trying to get to that. So much going on. But happy Labor Day. It is Labor Day. I hope you guys are resting, doing well, enjoying your day off. I have rested some, and I'm enjoying my day off. And now I get to hang out with you for the next couple of hours and chat with you about what we're up to. We are excited. I'm always trying to do new things, fun things that will encourage business growth, small business growth. Small businesses are, of course, the backbone of this country, and we want to get better. And ladies, women, we are, you know, we have more women-owned businesses, starting businesses, rather, small businesses here in the United States, so it's exciting in terms of what we're doing. And maybe if I have some time, sometime during the show, you know, maybe I'll share some of those statistics with you and encourage you with regards to what women are doing in terms of business and what we look like in terms of a global force. Absolutely amazing. So this show is about This Girl is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace. Our expo and summit is coming up September 20th. That is right around the corner. We've been advertising this event for months. We've been doing hard pushes. We've been getting registrations on Eventbrite. We have started almost 30 days ago, Wednesday, we decided to do an Indiegogo campaign, and that's exciting. We had a $5,000 goal. We are at, where are we at on that? Let's take a quick look at that, $3,846. So we're a little shy of our goals, but we have 57 hours left. So during the show, if you want to donate, $5 goes a long way. You can put that $5 to use to help us support our girls. We're sponsoring 50 girls, young, and you say girls, what kind of girls, what age groups? Well, 12 years old to college students. So we're going to allow them to experience this event. This event is for them and for small business owners, women in business. This is primarily women-owned businesses. But what I am doing is that if you're a single dad, if you're a single father, we understand we do not want to leave out our single fathers that have daughters. You are welcome to participate. And anytime I do the Expo and Summit, I do it once a year. This is our third annual Expo and Summit. And this year, of course, is This Girl is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace. You can come to our events, fly in. We always get a block of rooms, so we try to make it a little bit easier for you to save on costs, those sorts of things as well. But this year we're focused on STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics for our girls, the arts, and business, of course. We have some great speakers for that event. We have Dr. Taeyoon Kim, who is just a global phenomenon, global phenomenon. She is our keynote speaker, and she will talk to you about she has this mantra. It's really kind of cool. He can do, she can do, why not me? And so she has an amazing, amazing story. You just have to listen to her and find out what's going on. Right there, I don't want to give too much away with regards to her story, but we're going to have San Jose Vice Mayor, Silicon Valley, Madison Wins coming out to participate. She's going to be on our professional panel, which is going to be fantastic as well. So we're excited about that. I am trying to get comfortable here with my tools. We have Ilya Rizvi, VP of Operations at Hashtag Solutions. They're actually, can you get really get this? They are having developed a, they're developing a, they built test chambers, an environmental test chamber. So whatever, whether you're wearing clothes, gym shoes, your technology, it's being tested. Before it goes to market, it is being tested. And so this is one of the companies in the world that builds the test chambers for manufacturers or producers that want to test their products before they go to market. And so they're building a mini test chamber just for this event. Are you kidding me? That is absolutely fantastic. I'm excited about that because I can't wait to see the chamber. Ilya is one of our speakers as well. So we're looking forward to seeing what she has to say and what she's going to do with this chamber. Maybe she'll have one of the girls come up and participate with her and maybe do the demo with her. That would be absolutely fantastic. And, of course, like I said, the sponsorships are from ages 12 to college age. Any young lady, girls under the age of 12, get in free. Absolutely get in free. Fathers, you can bring your daughters, as I said before. Single parents, what we're trying to do is help you. We're trying to give away 3 scholarships, back-to-school scholarships in the areas of STEM, one in STEM, one in art, and one in business. So if we can reach our goal and you can help us reach our goal today, that would be fantastic. Again, we're a little shy of that goal. We're about 1,000, let's take a look at that number again, $3,846 with 77% funded. 57 hours to go, and so, like I said, $5 for a long way. In fact, we had someone give $1, and I was so appreciative of that. It all counts. It all adds up, so don't be embarrassed. If you can do something and you really want to help our young ladies out and support our events, you can go out to our website at businessontheedge.biz, www.businessontheedge.biz. Click on Sponsor a Girl. Click here to Sponsor a Girl. Sponsor our girls, and it'll take you to our Indiegogo campaign. This Girl is on Fire Expo and Summit, and we're about $1,154 short, so if we can bring them in, and if by some miracle we're overfunded, we will continue to let girls in. And honestly, I have no plans of closing my doors to these young ladies. If they want to get in, if they want to get their skin in the game, and they want to opportunity to have a life-changing experience at this Expo and Summit, then we want them to come out, absolutely. We also have Ida Hardy, global life coach, absolutely amazing. She has coached just across the board, just the average person to the entertainer, to the sports figure, to corporate CEOs, just professionals. She is an amazing, amazing lady. And I can tell you now, if you don't want to hear it straight, if you don't want her to talk to you, then this is not the person you want to be connected with, because she's going to give it to you straight, and it's going to be awesome, though. You would not regret it, though. Will not regret it. So she's there. She's going to be doing one of our Power Blasts. What is Power Blasts? They are to ignite. They're to motivate, and they are to help get behind you and push you forward. Great opportunities for you. So I'm just pumped up. I'm on fire. I think I'm crazy. I do these events, and I'm like, hey, we can do anything. I'm just optimistic like that. We can do anything. And if whatever you're going to do, do what you love to do. Don't let anyone rob you of that. It should be a crime. It really should. It really should. Maybe we should vote on that. We vote on everything else in this country. But it should be a crime to keep people, criticize, weaken the ideas and the dreams that people have to do something great. You know, I don't care what people say. They can throw stones at Steve Jobs and say, he was a real difficult person to deal with. He was, but you know what? He was resolved is what he was. He was resolved, and because he wouldn't bend, and he really believed in what he was doing, he accomplished great things. He accomplished. I mean, we could see his legacy lives on. He wanted to make a ding in the universe. He made more than a ding. He made a huge bang in the universe. And so we appreciate his contribution to technology and giving us a very cool way of looking at mediums, looking at how our phones are designed, our computers, our fonts. We don't even think about the fonts. He was very much into fonts. And so it's exciting, and we should promote that. We should promote. I believe that we can do it, and if you have the right people behind you, if you have the support system, and not that, you know, I like what Les Brown says. He says, you know, you will fail your way to success. Failure happens. And what we want our young girls to understand is that failure doesn't mean that you need to quit. Failure doesn't mean that you're a failure. You know, if something doesn't work out, it just means that maybe there needs to be some tweaking somewhere. Maybe you have to look at that plan and say, you know, I need to put a little bit more effort here. You know, Thomas Edison, you know, 1,000 times the light bulb just didn't work, but he kept trying. And as a result of that, he did something great. I often say, you know, I look at our great achievers around the world and around throughout history. And, you know, it's easy for someone to sit back and say, well, you know, I could have done that, or someone else would have done it, and you know, kind of throw stones at those great achievements and those that continue to make strides, who are history makers today. I think everyone has potential to be a history maker, to be a world shaker, to be a life-changing person that impacts people. And that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be famous in terms of the world knowing them. You know, I think that there's some absolutely fantastic people that we don't hear about. We have some unsung heroes. But in any case, they're a huge success and impact. And we need to appreciate that, and we need to embrace those opportunities. And we need to tell our girls and our young people, what are you dreaming? Dream big. Dream big and go for it. Go for it. You know, I tell my son, I have a 20-year-old son in college, and I always tell him, you know what, I'm your biggest cheerleader. I'm your biggest cheerleader. And not only am I his biggest cheerleader, but I try to do things that promote what he's trying to achieve. You know, in fact, he's going to be at this event. He's going to be doing photography. He's going to be helping work with media because that's his dream. And he's going to be able to be surrounded by a bunch of beautiful girls. He's single ladies, so just, you know, he's 20, kind of shy, absolutely handsome, if I do say so myself. But he loves media. He loves the creative arts. I love the creative arts. I come out of that. That's my background. So I promote that for him, you know. So we want to give our young people and our girls an opportunity to dream big and not be afraid of that, and understand that you have a full support system that will get behind you and cheer you on to do something great, cheer your daughters on to do something great. And so we're excited that we can give away those 3 back-to-school scholarships. And I've been asked, how do you win the scholarships? And I'll tell you how you do that after this break. We're going to go to a couple of breaks, or we're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back and tell you a little bit about how your daughter can win a $250 scholarship at our event.
Business on the Edge radio host Margaret Jackson and the On the Edge Women in Business Club present the 2014 Expo and Summit. This girl is on fire. Global women in the workplace. The Bay Area's leading women will fire up today's businesswomen, professional career women, and the next generation of young leaders. This summit will focus on careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, arts, and business. Bring your girls and prepare their future. Under 12, admitted free. Keynote speaker Dr. Tae Yoon Kim, technology CEO and great grandmaster Master will fire up, power up, and ignite you.
With her he can do, she can do, why not me mantra.
You'll also hear from San Jose Vice Mayor Madison Wynn, inspirational life coach Ida Hardy, and Silicon Valley's 2014 Woman of Influence, Ilia Rizvi. Don't miss this day packed with power and fire.
With business vendors and networking, career fashion show, power blast sessions, and a career panel discussion.
It's all September 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Visit businessontheedge.biz to register. Businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
And we're back. So I left off with how will your girls win a back-to-school scholarship, $250, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, arts, and business. Well, the way that you win, one really important, but you have to be there. Number one, you have to be there. And so if you're not able to be there this year, we'll do something next year. Absolutely. This is our first year giving away scholarships. We intend to continue each year to give away school scholarships. Next year it's going to be a little bit more difficult. We're going to have a different plan in place, if you will, in terms of strategy on how we're going to do those scholarships. We will have to do essays. We'd like to see the GPAs, those sorts of things. But this year is kind of casual, just because we want to let them know it's our first year, and we want to say, you know what, we want to support you. We want to get your back and make it a little bit easier. And here's the thing, that you can win at any age. So as long as you're in school, if you're 4 years old and you're not in school yet, well, we can't. But you if you're in school, you can win if you're at this event. And all the girls have to do is, and you can only, we're going to have little, how do I explain this? They're just drawings. We're going to do a drawing. And so, but there's going to be three drawings for STEM, arts, and business. So you can only be in one of those buckets, if you will. We're having little boxes created with the slits on top, like you see at the mall when you're going to win that wonderful car in the middle of the mall. I'd like to know who has won that fantastic sporty car in the middle of the mall. Who wins that? Who wins it? Does anyone ever win that? I don't know. I don't think so. But in this case, we're going to have real winners. And we'll congratulate them there. No, we're not going to give them a check to just walk away with. But we will give, if you're a college student, that will go to your financial aid office to go towards your books and whatever else, your tuition. And then if you're in high school or junior high or middle school or even grade school, well, we're going to do something kind of fun. We'd like to work with the parents on, we'll go on a shopping spree with them because, sometimes back-to-school shopping can be expensive. And so we want to make sure that the resources are spent well. Unfortunately, sometimes there's parents that are, have their own struggles, and we're concerned that maybe those resources, the children may not see, but we're going to surround it with a little media. We'll take them shopping, and we'll let them pick out, the girls pick out, what they would like for school, whether it's school clothes or backpack or you know, with the parents. So we're gonna put a whole, you know, kind of fun little day, you know, day out with, you know, those girls that are not in college, and that we can go and shop with them and make sure that they get the things that they want for school, and they have to be for school. And, you know, we'll present it that way and have a good time and maybe do something good and help the parents out, those single parents that may not have the resources to really do, you know. I remember, you know, I grew up really poor. And, you know, my first pair of designer gym shoes, if you will, Nike gym shoes, I was 24 years old. It was after I got married, right after I got married. I got glasses, you know, things that I got used to not having. And even though I was an adult, you know, there was a lot of focus on that. I had a great job working for the Illinois Department of Corrections at the time, but I was focusing on school and supporting different needs at the time. And so when you grow up, well, what's interesting is that when you do start to make a little money, you have gotten so used to doing without, you don't really think about going and getting something that might be just a little nice. And it may not be a have to have, but a nice to have, you know, that new jacket or gym shoes in my case. And so we want to be able to take these girls out and just, you know what, pick something out. Pick some things out that you like, that you, you know, wouldn't otherwise have. And some of these girls, you know, whoever the winners are, I mean, they might be financially fine. But the point is that we're going to give those scholarships away. And we're not, right, you know, at this point, you know, we know that there's disadvantaged youth, and we want them there. But we want every girl that wants to come to this event to come. And we're going to give every single girl a shot at winning that one of those scholarships. And that's just the way that we're going to do it. And we would appreciate your support to help us raise the rest of the funds for our campaign. That would be fantastic. Like I said, we're under about $1,100. If you want to donate during this broadcast and call in and tell me why you donated, you know, if you want to support our young ladies and support small business, women in business, go out and donate. Like I said, $5 go a long way. There's different funding levels. We have perks out there that you can get. So go out there and to our Indiegogo campaign. And if you go directly to the Indiegogo website, you can do a search for us. This Girl is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace. You will find us and donate. So that would be, you know, an opportunity to support and to give back. You know, do something that makes a difference, and I absolutely love it. So let's talk a little bit about the success of networking. During the next couple hours, I want to give you some information about successful networking or tips in business planning, marketing, managing skills, small businesses. You know, I'm told you're such a casual host, business coach, and I like that because I think we can be a little too uptight. You know, sometimes we just need to be laid back a little bit. Now, I'm not that same way in a board meeting or corporate meeting, but when I do these shows, I want you to feel like you have a safe place to talk business. You have a safe place to discuss whatever we're talking about. You're always welcome to dial in. And if you want to dial in today on this wonderful Labor Day, happy Labor Day weekend, sort of, at the end of the weekend, 347-884-9043, you can dial in. I actually have someone on the line, one of our speakers, and we're going to bring her on in just a second, Global Life Coach Ida Hardy. I'm looking forward to, actually, she's not on yet. Let's see who's on the line. I thought I recognized that number. We're gonna go to our caller in just a second. I like Blog Talk Radio because you can just about do anything on Blog Talk Radio. But let me tell you really quick about networking, successful networking, which means that there's unsuccessful networking, ineffective versus effective networking. And one of the things that I think about an effective network and a small business owners, we miss it oftentimes because I think that we've created this paradigm for you that, you know, when you go to a networking event, take your stack of business cards and brochures, do your 30-second, 60-second speech, and, you know, work the room. Well, those things are good. That's great. But I think we've got so many networking events going on. It's like, if you tell me your 30-second, 60-second elevator speech one more time, I think I will pass out and slide up under my radio desk. I'm like, I don't want to hear your 30-second, 60-second elevator speech because by the time you've said it for the 500th time, it is so stale and boring. Let's just keep it real. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you're modifying things. You're giving people a reason to remember you. The goal is we want to acquire resources. We want to create and generate new opportunities. And you do that by being the radical differentiator in the room. And when I talk about work in the room, I talk about if there's 50 people in the room, forget trying to meet every person in the room. You just need to meet the right people in the room. How do you find out who the right people in the room are? Do your reconnaissance work. You know, get something to drink. You know, eavesdrop on some of the conversations. You know, look at some of the literature that may be displayed with those that are in the room and kind of get a feel for where people are at. You know, you can walk around people kind of get a vibe of whether or not, you know, they seem approachable or interesting to talk to or if they're an absolute peacock. You know, you've got peacocks, men and women, and so they tend to be full of themselves and, you know, they're the best thing since sliced bread, and maybe they are, you know, but find out who that person is and begin to network. You know, if you leave an event and you meet and there's 50 people in the room and you make connections, solid connections with 5 to 10 people, solid connections, and even 10's a little high, but you've had a good networking event because each person has 250, statistically, 250 people that you can then network with in their own networking group. So 250, you know, you can do the math. I mean, so that's more than 50 people in the room, right? So if you're meeting 1,250 people by connecting with 5 people, that's a good day. Not so bad. You're productive. You're gaining resources that will allow your business to move forward. You want to generate new opportunities, and you want to give. Make sure that you give back. Find a way to support their businesses. People tend to be very receptive about working with you when you also have done something in kind. You know, and you don't have to wait for them to give you something. Maybe you have a lead for them that would be great. Pass on a lead to them. That would be fantastic. So we're going to go to our caller, and then we're going to jump to a break. We're going to say hello to our caller. We're going to jump to a break. And hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. You're on the air here at Blog Talk Radio, AM 1220 KDOW. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dwayne Carl. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you? Dwayne Carl, you are one of our donors.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
So I have a secret, you guys. Dwayne Carl, can I say this on air? And I don't typically say this on air. Dwayne Carl, I didn't recognize your phone number. That's so sad. We used to remember phone numbers. We're letting computers do everything for us. But Dwayne Carl is my brother, and he's an author. He's a fantastic author. He's an activist. He is passionate about supporting our young people. You ought to pick up his book. The name of your book, and don't tell me I have it in, you know, I'm trying to think of it off the top of my head, but I have AIDS, get over it, right? Out of my second closet. I have AIDS, get over it. Okay,
yes.
So I have tons of books. I really do know his book. I'm kind of on the spot here. But tell us a little bit about your book first, and then we're going to talk a little bit about why you donated for with our girls. I know I'm your sister, but you really are passionate about. You go into these colleges. You've been asked to go to D.C. So you've been to Washington D.C. a couple of times on you know, as an advocate. So tell us a little bit about Dwayne Carl that the world doesn't know.
Well, I appreciate that. You're being awful kind, but the book is just a journey of what I've gone through after contracting AIDS now about 12 years ago. And that book, after writing it, has been a vehicle in allowing me to speak at UCLA, National Youth Leadership Forum, different high schools across the Los Angeles area about surviving AIDS and ways that young people now can protect themselves. You know, we have to have a candid dialogue about this disease because right now there is no cure. And right now, according to the CDC, 50% of cases that are diagnosed annually, 26% of them are from children from the ages of 13 to 26, or young people, I should say. Those are alarming statistics, first of all. And so that means we have to get into our schools, we have to get into our churches, we have to get into everywhere we possibly can to focus the dialogue on this and get our young people educated. Because this disease, even though they have medications that sustain life, this disease is also not a walk in the park. Because you never know how your body is going to adjust to the medication. You have no idea how your body is going to adjust to the disease overall. And it may stop you from, you know, having the life that you want. There's good news. You can prevent, you know, from catching this disease. And that's, you know, protecting yourselves and understanding what disease is about and how to go about, you know, conducting yourself in this world of dating and, you know, even in marriage and how you're conducting yourselves, because some people are not faithful. So it's a lot of those issues. And so it's been great. Now, you know, going to D.C., I'm with Campaign to End AIDS, which is C2EA. I'm on the National Steering Committee. And we focus on advocacy work with changing legislation, and making sure that we keep Ryan White funded, which, if you don't know about that, that provides monies for people with HIV and AIDS who cannot afford it. And I was a recipient of Ryan White when I first got started because I was so sick I couldn't go back to work. So I had to, live a couple of years without getting any income, you know, and having to deal with that and having my life depend upon this particular program to sustain my life. So, you know, with going in and out of D.C. now, that's been great because I've been able to, you know, support a rally on trying to get a bill for HIV criminalization passed, working with Senator Barbara Lee, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who is actually in Northern California, and we are trying to get her bill passed. So a lot of good stuff's going on. But the primary reason why now, you know, the donating to this campaign was simply that we're looking at keeping young people educated. And I know that you're dealing with women and young girls, but specifically I wanted to sponsor several girls so that we're getting them educated in the world of science and technology and math, and we want them to know that there's a place for them and they can compete, you know, but they have to have the outlet and the resources so that they can understand. You know, President Obama just passed the Lilly Ledbetter Law back here a couple of years ago, 2009, equal pay for women. And that's, again, a part of getting educated on the fact that women deserve the same amount of money in these technical fields as their male counterparts. You know, so I think what you're doing and encouraging young women to go into these different fields because they can be competitive and they can make a lot of money doing it, they will understand that there's value in their true worth. And I applaud you for your work. I mean, I think this is outstanding, and the work you've been doing has been incredible to me, and I'm very proud of you, of course. You know.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And you know what's great is that when you can get behind one another and push, you know, Dwayne is great about pushing. When I say that there's, you want the right people around you, and that includes family members. Sometimes family members don't get behind you and push. Sometimes they can be part of the problem. And so you want the right people around you that will help support what you're trying to do. And Dwayne Carl, where can we get your book? Tell the audience how they can pick your book up. You have an e-version of your book. Where can they go to get that?
Well, there's actually two places. One, they can buy my book from Amazon.com, which, you know, you just go to Amazon, and there's been even a couple of reviews written so far on it, which has been fantastic. or they can go to my website at DwayneCarlEnterprises.com, and there on my website you can also order it. And also you can download the e-book version, which is great as well. And that way, if you just want it on your tablet, and it's configured to go on any web device you have that, you know, you can read off of. So I'm excited about that because those are, so in fact, just this week alone, 3 books sold. You know, I got a notice that said three of my books sold off of Amazon, and I was happy about that. So in the upcoming weeks, I'm planning actually on a trip at the end of the month to go to Ohio and then over to Cape May. And, you know, talking about the book and talking about, you know, protection, HIV and AIDS, and all the women.
Sure.
Because primarily, you know, I've really been focusing on women to understand their power, their self-worth, understanding that their health is their responsibility and not anyone else's. And let's not play victim, you know, but take care of yourself. And but the only way you do that is to not be afraid to talk about this thing, but to get a hold of it, get a grasp of it, get educated on it. And realize what you're dealing with. You know, we're living in a different time and day and age. We're not in the 30s anymore, you know, early 1900s. We have fast-forwarded with so many technical advances with, you know, technology. We also have technically advanced diseases now, unfortunately. And we have to have candid dialogue about what's going on in our society, because those of us who are parents, who are baby boomers, we got to teach our young people now. We got to get them understanding what's going on with them so they can protect themselves and their children, because we have no idea what's coming next. You see,
sure.
So it's very important to not be afraid to dialogue about HIV. It's we have a cure on the loom, if you will. I've been reading and researching some things, but it's not here yet. So we have to teach each other how to take care of each other and look out for each other. So that's why I'm just a vessel, and I just, like you said, you know, you wanted to help and being a part of that networking, there were some great points about that. You know, doing things in kind is wonderful because it should come from the heart. And businesses and small business people should work together. And if you're a community, within that community, you grow your community together. And networking, I love your point about when saying you're going into a networking and you're saying your speech over and over again, you begin to sound rehearsed, stale and rehearsed.
Absolutely.
It's boring. You know, have some sincerity about yourself, and you don't have to say the same thing all over. Just be candid and be very sincere about who you are and what your business is and what your goals are. And people are more receptive to that, to just basic honesty, than they are with sounding, you know, like a machine and sounding like a recording every time you open your mouth, you know.
Absolutely. And you're one of more than 70 donors. You know, we have 71 contributors that have been online contributors. We have had contributors send resources through the mail. We're talking about really the same things, I think, to a degree, is that we want our young people to be successful with regards to their discipline that they choose and health-wise, you know, in terms of making the right choices, you know, all of these things tie together, you know, and you said it well, Dwayne, that AIDS can keep you from living the life that you want to live. HIV can
right.
keep you from living the life that you want to live, and with having a brother who has AIDS, it has taught me to really think about what other people are doing, what workplaces are doing, what HR, you know, the problems that HR is now having in corporate America, in just business places when someone's trying to get hired and they find out find out that they have HIV or AIDS. There's this stigma that I didn't realize that was around, you know, so there's all kinds of things that are problematic, and it's not okay with regards to what's going on in the workplaces. But you said, you know, again, you have choices, and we need to educate our young people. They're going off to college. You know, be careful about, you know, warn them about these, you know, parties. And the other thing is that, unfortunately, we're still seeing a high number of rapes on campus, and over 60% of the males have said, this is statistically true, that they have had sex or some sort of sexual encounter with a girl that was drunk or at a party. They didn't really want to to have sex or be in that type of situation, but they force themselves on as anyway, and that's 60% of the males in the college system. That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah.
That they're not taking no for an answer. You know, we know that the kids are gonna have parties, you know, drink and shouldn't be drinking, but we need to help our kids be safe in school, you know, give them the education that they need, give them opportunities, and hopefully, you know, they can go on and live great, productive lives, you know, of their choice. And that's what you want. We want those choices.
Yeah, we have
no one should rob someone of those choices, you know.
Right. Yeah, educating, you know, young people on the whole package, mind, body, and spirit, you know, and it's not about necessarily – it doesn't matter to me what religion you believe in, because it's not an issue about that, but it is about being savvy and understanding your awareness. And once you are taking pride in yourself, because anything can happen to anyone. All you have to do is love somebody one time and you can catch HIV. So it has nothing to do with promiscuity and
sure.
any of those types of things. It is just loving someone one time and not dialoguing about what, you know,
sure,
their passions
sure.
what they're doing. And so you taking the individual responsibility, just like you would take the individual responsibility of growing your business and making sure you're on top of, you know, things that are going on with your decision to be a business owner or an entrepreneur, put your body and your mind in that same vein. Give it that same amount of attention. Give it that same type of care that you would give when you're starting and working on your business, because you have to be healthy in order to be successful, you know. And,
oh, absolutely.
And
a business
so,
has to be healthy to be successful. Absolutely. You know,
yeah.
Absolutely. You know, individually and you know, so we can tie these things together in metaphorically as well. And, but we still appreciate you giving. It was a great surprise, a nice surprise, you know. And please go out online and get Dwayne Carl's book. Today, go out to DwayneCarlEnterprises.com. You can download the book, e-book. Absolutely, you can have it in your hands now. Share it with your kids. It's very, very intense, and prepare them for their next school season. You know, have these candid conversations. And these are the type of people that are giving to our campaign. I'm just overwhelmed with the different disciplines that people are coming out and giving, and that we're learning about from musicians, artists, doctors, business owners, coaches, authors like Dwayne Carl, an advocate, a passionate advocate. You can also go out, of course, to Amazon.com and get his book as well. Out of my second closet, I have AIDS, get over it, and share it. Have some serious conversations with them. Dwayne, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for just sharing your passion and getting on board with our passion in terms of getting focused on the right things, you know, their future, their health, their education, and their success. They are the next generation, and we want them to be healthy.
Absolutely. We want them to overcome every barrier possible that's going on out there in this world, and that's our job to do that. That's our job to teach and to educate.
Absolutely.
And get them on the next page to be and set them up for success, not failure, but set them up for success.
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to do. And I'm excited about This Girl is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace. If you want to donate, you can go out and donate. You can go to our Indiegogo campaign and do a search for us, This Girl is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace. Or you can go to our website, businessontheedge.biz, and there's a little link there that says, click here to sponsor a girl. And it'll take you right to the site. In fact, since I've been on the air, we've had a donor donate $25. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. If you're listening live with us right now, we appreciate that. We are climbing that ladder and eating that elephant one bite at a time so we can do something great for these young ladies as well. Dwayne, again, thank you for calling in and taking time out of this Labor Day to the show here and give us a boost. So thank you again. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be back in just a moment.
Business on the Edge radio host Margaret Jackson and the On the Edge Women in Business Club present the 2014 Expo and Summit.
This girl is on fire. Global women in the workplace.
The Bay Area's leading women will fire up today's businesswomen, professional career women, and the next generation of young leaders. This summit will focus on careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, arts, and business.
Bring your girls and prepare their future. Under 12 admitted free.
Keynote speaker Dr. Tae-Yoon Kim, technology CEO and great grandmaster, will fire up, power up, and ignite you.
With her he can do, she can do, why not me mantra.
You'll also hear from San Jose Vice Mayor Madison Nguyen, inspirational life coach Ida Hardy, and Silicon Valley's 2014 Woman of Influence, Ilia Rizvi. Don't miss this day packed with power and fire.
With business vendors and networking, career fashion show, power blast sessions, and a career panel discussion.
It's all September 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Visit businessontheedge.biz to register. Businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KDOW 22.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
We are back. We were talking to Dwayne Carl, author of, you know, I sit here and think, you know, my brother, author of Out of My Second Closet, I Have AIDS, Get Over It. And, you know, it's kind of wild to think of, you know, someone has family members that have HIV or AIDS, and if you're not sure, one of the things that he would say, go get yourself checked out. If you're not sure, get yourself checked out. Do not wait. Don't delay. You know, it's scary, but know what's going on with your own body. Give yourself an opportunity to live and to understand what's going on with you. So make sure you do that. I was talking a little bit about networking, and we're going to have other callers call into the show. We're expecting Global Life Coach Ida Hardy. We're expecting one of my favorite participants, and she's participated in every one of our events. Actually, Global Coach Ida Hardy has as well, so that's exciting. But this is one of my favorite business owners, small business owner, single mom, four powerhouse girls, just absolutely fantastic. In fact, I think she's dialing in right now. She is amazing. Ruth Vanderstein, she has a company, just two companies, Financial Education Services and Fix My Score. And she is just amazing. And she helps people get their credit scores intact, you know, get you know, she'll help settle debt. She'll help you get in a financial healthy position. You know, we're talking about, you know, we've got Dwayne Carl, who's you know, an advocate for health and smart living, and you've got Ruth, who's an advocate for healthy financial living. You know, you have me, who I'm an advocate for, you know, having you know, healthy aspirations and dreams and going for it. You know, and all of these things work together, and it's so fantastic, and we need to support all of them. And so Ruth and I, we have a very interesting story on how we met, but I admire her get up and go. She, again, she has four beautiful young ladies, young girls. Well, she did not. They're adults. They're in their early 20s, but they're all doing something so special. She's done a great job on raising them, and a couple of them work in her business with her, and she wants to pass on this great legacy for them. And actually, I met it. If I can say this, I met Ruth networking in a weird kind of way. I hijacked maybe her. She was having a yard sale, and I was like, hey, we knew the same person who was having it at their house, and I was like, hey, can I jump in on that? And so years ago, and so we got to know each other in a very difficult time during the downturn of the economy. And so we are now sharing that office space together, and so it's awesome, awesome, awesome. She's also one of our donors. She was our first donor, our absolute first donor, which was just really, really cool because you don't know who's going to be that first donor outside of yourself, but she was the first donor. So I appreciate her dialing in and talking with us. Let's see if I got Ruth in the line. Ruth, is that you on the line here?
Yes, it is. How are you, Margaret?
It is. I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I've had Dwayne Carl on. He's come up from L.A. a couple of times to support some of the things that we've done. I am having as many people that want to call into the show tonight. We are off the cuff. We're crazy. We're unscripted. We're just flying by the seat of our pants, and I like Blog Talk Radio for giving us that opportunity to do that. But we're trying to do something great for these girls. And you have four amazing young ladies. I mean, by their own right, they have their – and they're all – you know, this is strong-minded young ladies, and they know what they want to do, and they focus on what they're doing. You know, they have these different, you know, places that they want to take their territory and take their rightful place in the universe. That's awesome. You did a great job.
Thank you, Margaret. They are wonderful girls. I tell them, to take every chance they can and every opportunity they can to do what they want to do. So I'm very happy with all of them.
And that's awesome. So why did you donate in our campaign? You were the first donor. I was like, hey, you donated. That was awesome. I appreciate it.
I was
you
the first.
Off
yes.
The final. Yeah.
As soon as I got the information on what you were doing, I wanted to make sure you knew I supported what you were doing. Margaret's always been somebody that helps people, and especially, women in business, students. She always wants to let people know that there's great opportunity out there. You just have to, take the horse by the reins and run with it, and she's there to back you up. So Margaret's always been a great supporter for my business, for my girls, and I just wanted to let her know that I support everything she does because it's always great things.
I appreciate that. That's awesome. Those are kind words. But we support each other, and that's you hear me often. You've been in so many of my training classes, and you've been also a presenter in some of the training classes. But you often hear me say that we can do business as neighbors. And I understand that sometimes you do have those real competitors that, you have to protect your intellectual property. But for the most part, even with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, Bill Gates bailed Steve Jobs out. He needed a financial infusion, and he got that from Bill Gates. And so we know that they have been, those real, tough competitors. You know who your main competitor is. But I believe that we can do business as neighbors, and we can support one another, and that we do understand that there's some competitiveness in what we're trying to achieve when we're dealing with. Now, our industries are we're not in the same industry. We're both trainers and teachers. But I think we can support one another. And, you're part of the Women in Business Club, and so you're one of our premier members, which means that you are a Business on the Edge affiliated trainer. And so what I'm trying to do is give opportunity to women in business who wouldn't have some of the opportunities, like coming on the radio, like coming on AM 1220 KDOW, like saying, look, we need some brand awareness here. And you are so good with helping people get their financial together. I love that. And
I like to let people know that they can fall, and there's a way to move forward. That's what I like to do. But, Margaret, the one thing that you teach that I admire so much is that people do business with people that they know, they like, and they trust. You always talk about getting rid of the 30-second commercial and, about your business, because people want to know about you. They want to know if you're going to take care of the clients that you refer to this person, and that's a very powerful message.
Right. And I'm careful about referrals. I don't if I've misreferred and I have to backtrack, and I've done it once or twice, especially early on when I first started speaking, and because I want people to have opportunities, but if I think that they're going to be, and I learn that they're a problem, or I'll give them an opportunity, we did it with you. We did it. We had someone, I referred someone to you, and I said, let me know how they do.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't do well. They didn't do well. It was a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember that. I don't want to say any names on air.
I actually don't. <You know? laughs> Must not have been too bad because I don't remember.
You're like, you never contacted me. You know, I'll tell you off air. we won't put them out there in a sling. But that's important because, you know, my name's wrapped up in that. You know, Margaret Jackson, mm-hmm. Business on the Edge, what we're trying to do is wrapped up in that. But I want people to come back and just say, you know, Ruth did a great job. And you know what they do? They come at Ruth did a great job. And so I continue to try to refer you to help grow your business. In fact, if you're a small business or you don't a small business, a corporation, LLC, Ruth can help you get up to $50,000 of credit that mm-hmm. is not attached to your Social Security number. It is attached to your tax ID number. And that's a big deal for businesses that need business credit, because as soon as you get a business, you know, you get bombarded with all of the credit, you know, the credit agencies are sending you mail saying, hey, I know you have a new business, basically, and we want you to get a credit card. But on those credit card forms, there's at least three places for Social Security numbers, and all that's doing is putting you at risk and your business at risk. And so Ruth works with an organization, bankers, that can help you get credit for your business that does not put your Social Security number, your personal assets at risk. You want to share a little bit more about that, Ruth? Well, I think that's a great,
yes.
I think that is a great, great resource.
It's a great program for all types of business owners. You can be a brand new startup business and you can get credit for your business. We help you get connected with Dun & Bradstreet and make sure that the accounts are reporting. You want to get an 80 Paydex score, and there's a simple way to do it. But you can spend hundreds of hours on the Internet trying to figure out how to build business credit without affecting your personal FICO score, because the last thing you want to happen if your business fails is for them to be able to take your home away from you. So you need to make sure
right.
and build your business credit separate from your personal. And we have the program to help you do that, and all the cards to get established, reporting on Dun & Bradstreet, right where you need to be. But the most important thing about business credit is you cannot be late. If you end up on a late payment, that's going to destroy your business. So very important to pay them on time or early. On personal credit, I can help you remove those late payments. But on business credit, that's not the case. So you have to be really careful with your business credit.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who tells you that? You know, Ruth is amazing, Ruth, and we can get connected with you. Please tell the world how they can get connected with you, because you can help anyone in the United States. I'm not sure the world, okay?
Yes.
So if you're somewhere
anywhere in the United States.
Anywhere in the United States. Let's keep that. You know, I love this. So how can someone in Arkansas or anywhere in the United States get a hold of you and get attached to your resources? And the other thing yes. that I didn't mention is that you do online webinars, and you
yes.
will teach them how to do what you do with regards to fixing their credit. I mean, come on, she's telling you how she does her job. I mean, she's giving you the intellectual property to do it yourself if you need to.
That's right. We give you the laws and we give you the letters and tell you how you can dispute and how you can get these items off your credit. So there's no reason people should not fix their credit. You can spend thousands, $100,000 in a 30-year term just on a small $200,000 loan in additional interest if you don't fix your credit before you get your home loan. So it's really important to work on your credit. Either you let me show you how to do it yourself, or you can hire us also. But we do encourage people to do it themselves. And the best number to reach us is 888-977-1222.
Awesome. And your website?
FixMyScore.org is the credit repair portion of our website, or you can go to FESExperts.com.
FESExperts.com. So
.com. Uh-huh.
Financial Education Services Experts.com. FESExperts.com.
Correct.
Ruth, I appreciate you kicking off our Indiegogo campaign. We are about $1,100 away from making our goal. I'm excited
about that.
Since I've been on air, I'm not just awesome. Since I've been on, we have had someone give $25. That's awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I wish I knew their name. Let me just see if I can find it here. You know, sometimes when you fill out this form, they're visible. No purpose.
Well, I want to tell everybody donate. It's worth your money to donate to Margaret's cause. She's helping a lot of people. So if you have a few dollars that you can spare, donate to her summit, and you will be pleasantly surprised on the things that she does for people.
I love it. I love doing what I do. And when I tell people, I say, you know what, you'll always get a bang for your buck. You know, we're going to help these girls. And by the way, if we are overfunded, we are going to continue to let, you know, sponsor girls into the event and say we're overfunded and it goes past the event because, you know, there's still this extra capital left over. We're going to take that and we're going to, I have an On the Edge Women in Business Club. Ruth is a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Global Life Coach, Ida Hart is a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. But we have a junior level of the club, and we will take that and sponsor whatever that remaining dollar amount is. We're going to sponsor young ladies that want to be a part of that club. And one of the things that I do with the club for the junior members is they have to really want to be in the club. Forcing them to be in the club, I think, is a bad idea. But we want those that are hungry. And Ruth, Offit Beers, and the rest of the club members, get your skin in the game. If you get your skin in the game, I'll get my skin in the game. I cannot care more about your business than you care about your business. I can't care more about, like Dwayne's talking about, you know, your health. He can't care more about your health than you do on your safety, you know, in terms of how you interact with people and putting yourself at risk for diseases that you can prevent with smart choices. And so all we can do is give you the information. Ruth can't care more about your financial situation than you do. And so you have to be in a position where you say, hey, Ruth, I really want to get this straight. You know, I really want to get my life back on track. You know, and financially, Ruth has helped so many people get their lives back on track. And the same thing with business and education and our club. I can't care more about your girl being in a club that's full of women that are here to mentor them and to answer questions like, well, what is it like to be, you know, in a science technology field or an engineering field or mathematics field? How do I get into, you know, breaking into the industry with art or film, television, media? You know, there's answers for them. You know, we have, you know, women who are ready to just be a mentor to them, and we really don't want to waste those spots on girls who aren't ready. You know, I don't want to say Susan Mule. I hope I'm saying your name right, Mull, M-U-L-L. Thank you so much for giving. If you're listening in tonight, we appreciate it. We are live here off the cuff, AM 1220 KDOW, Business Coach here, Margaret Jackson, on Blog Talk Radio, our extended radio show. Thank you so much for participating. Drew Dwayne Carl, he's awesome. We appreciate all that he does, and we do everything we can to support him as well and his endeavors. But we want, back to what I was saying, we want girls who are serious about their future and ready to you know, not take this membership and let it collect dust, because you do have to be active. It does. The system works if you work the system. And so, Ruth, thank you so much for dialing in tonight. I know it's a holiday. I'm kind of hopefully giving a little bit of Blog Talk entertainment for, you know, we get back into the grind tomorrow. We'll all be back into the grind tomorrow.
Yep.
So thank you again. Thank you for...
Okay, Margaret. Thank you.
All right, Ruth. Have a good evening. Thank you so
much. All right.
Much.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with another caller, and I believe it's our global coach. So let's talk about that, and we'll get Dwayne Carl back on. If he's still hanging out with us, we'd like to get him back on as well.
Business on the Edge radio host Margaret Jackson and the On the Edge Women in Business Club present the 2014 Expo and Summit.
This girl is on fire. Global women in the workplace.
The Bay Area's leading women will fire up today's businesswomen, professional career women, and the next generation of young leaders. This summit will focus on careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, arts, and business.
Bring your girls and prepare their future. Under 12 admitted free.
Keynote speaker Dr. Tae-Yoon Kim, technology CEO and great grandmaster, will fire up, power up, and ignite you.
With her he can do, she can do, why not me mantra.
You'll also hear from San Jose Vice Mayor Madison Nguyen, inspirational life coach Ida Hardy, and Silicon Valley's 2014 Woman of Influence, Ilia Rizvi. Don't miss this day packed with power and fire.
With business vendors and networking, career fashion show, power blast sessions, and a career panel discussion.
It's all September 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Visit businessontheedge.biz to register. Businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KBOW Money 2.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
We are back here on Blog Talk Radio, and I am radio show host, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area business leader, Silicon Valley. If you ever want to tune in to my weekly radio show, it is every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., live on AM 1220 KDOW, or you can listen live at www.kdow.biz. We have a great time on that show. We also rebroadcast that show on Sundays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., both prime time. So tune in, have a good time with us, listen live. We are talking to our donors. We're talking to our guest speakers. Again, Ruth is amazing. Ruth is an absolute. If you ever get to see her do a seminar, take advantage of that. She will help, you know, get that financial pressure off of you and get you moving in the right track. I really appreciate the work that she does. You know, I've been talking about networking here, and I'm going to give you another point, and then I'm going to go to another caller, and we're going to chat a little bit about what they're going to bring to the phone summit. And we have several callers, so I'm looking forward to getting to that. Networking and success, okay, effective networking. Well, we talked about, you know, getting away from that crunchy elevator speech that you've said like a million times. It just, you know, drives me bananas. When I do a networking event, we'll do an on-the-edge networking event, and usually that's off the cuff, and so I might do it. I might be on the air and say, hey, I'm going to do a networking event on Monday, and it's Friday night. Come out. And typically what I do, we have all our gear set up, and we'll give you 90 seconds to tell us why we should do business with you. And so if you're thinking about that, that's great. The other thing that I tell people to think about is how many people go to networking events to buy? Zero, typically. I usually get the zero answer. I can't see you, but zero. Okay, which means that if no one's there to buy and everyone's selling, your focus is on sell, 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 so no one's buying. And what we want is we want people to buy. So I take the pressure off in our events, and I'll say, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. Everyone's buying tonight. No one's selling. So, well, how do you – well, we give them an opportunity to pitch their products, services, and put them in a position of thinking about buying. Even if you're not the customer, you know 250 people that could potentially be a customer to them in your own network. So, excuse me. So when you're thinking that way, more people are creating opportunities. You're creating opportunities. In fact, we do these events, and at the end of the night, no one wants to leave because what? Everyone's thinking buying and opportunities. And you can take the pressure off of just those high-pressure sales. So think about that. It is really exciting to see businesses come together and people working together to create new business opportunities. We all want new customers. We want people to love our products and services. Well, one of the ways that you can do that is buy. Don't just think about selling. So let's go to another caller. And we're going to find out who's on the line with me. Hi, this is Margaret Jackson.
Good afternoon, Coach Margaret. This is Coach Ida Hardy.
Global Coach Ida Hardy, Power Pack, Power Blast for Expo and Summit. Thank you so much for calling in and dialing in this evening for our off-the-cuff Expo. This Girl is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace, because it is the time for women to rise up and take their rightful place. So what can we expect from the summit? You've been one of our donors. You're at our club. You're absolutely fantastic. In fact, I just want the world to know that Global Coach Ida Hardy is my mentor. And so I am honored to share her with you, the world. So, hey, you know what? You have to have people around you. And all leaders have mentors. And so this is one of my absolutely wonderful mentors in my life. Coach Ida, thank you for coming on tonight.
Oh, I'm very excited. And I'm more excited, Coach, than I've ever been before. Just over the weekend, something so amazingly happened. And I'm more excited about the Expo Summit coming up than I've ever been before. Honestly, my fire is hotter than it was day before yesterday when I spoke, just because of what I'm sensing it's about to happen in the lives of many, many, many women, even young ladies, 12 and 13, teenagers, 12 and 13 years old. So I just want to take an opportunity to thank you for just putting something so awesome, you know, in our hands and giving us an opportunity to be able to reach out to sisters and aunts and grandmas and, you know, and granddaughters. And it's just going to be amazing. I just can't wait. I'm so excited.
It is. And you're bringing your granddaughter, so that's exciting.
Yes, I am. And they're 12 and 13 years old.
We want to impact and make a difference. We want to say to these young ladies that there's women around them in their community, around the world, that says, go be great. You have permission to be great. Outside of maybe, you know, and oftentimes, Coach, I think about, you know, so many of them are in tough situations. You know, we hear so many bad reports in the news. We hear about, and what really bothers me is the human trafficking and all that. I really take issues with things like that. And we want to make a difference. And I wish we could get a hold of young ladies that are in those kind of situations. But we have to do the best that we can with those that we can impact that are here now. If there's anything that we can do in those other areas, you know, we need to try to do them as we continue to grow and expand and do what we're doing. But there's women and people and men and around the world that are saying, hey, go be great on purpose. Do something great. And we're going to support that. And that's what we're doing at this event.
Yes, yes. That's powerful. Well, you know, the great thing is, Coach Margaret, about you opening this up for our young ladies to come, they're going to be so inspired. And, you know, the word is going to spread like wildfire. You know, this is a yearly event that you have. And what's going to happen, I already see it in the making, just from my two granddaughters. They are so fired up and excited. And when they found out that Grandma was going to be a part of it, they are just very excited. And they're going to tell their friends, and they're going to tell their friends. And, you know, it's amazing how people listen to other people who have an experience or who have a testimonial about something positive. And I can't think of a better time nor a more needy situation than for us as powerful women to inspire our young people, whether they are within our immediate family, whether they are in maybe some other organization that we're involved with and we know about their situation, because I'm inviting a couple of young ladies, and they're not any, you know, kin to me, but I know them, and I know the struggles, and, you know, their parents are clients, and they've come to me from time to time, the young ladies, and I've coached with them. And so I just told them about this Expo Summit and asked them to talk to their parents about it and consider coming. And so I've been pushing it because our young ladies are really hurting, but we are going to be that light and that beacon for them to let them know and understand and have a new hope that what they are experiencing now in the areas of negativity, this is not all there is, that there is such greatness on the inside of us, and that we are here in their corners, and we want to be that, you know, that voice and that extended hand of inspiration and encouragement so that they won't lose hope in who they are and what they can do and the impact that they can make in this, in, you know, on this planet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we want to afford them that opportunity. And again, if you want to donate and you're listening live here, we're a little bit under our goal. We would love for you to come out and support. Every little bit counts. Someone gave a dollar. I was excited about that. $5, I'm excited about that. This girl is on fire, Global Women in the Workplace. You can find our campaign on Indiegogo, and you can search for us, This Girl is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace, or you can go to our website at www.businessontheedge.biz, and you can click on the little link there that says donate or sponsor a girl. I believe it says sponsor a girl. Click here to sponsor a girl, excuse me, and go out and donate and do something to impact. Maybe you can't be here, but you can certainly make a difference. In fact, we had a donor from South Africa. I was really excited about that. And so some of the things that we're going to have at this Expo and Summit that we haven't talked about, Coach Ida's going to be part of the Power Blast. We've got Jackie Welch. I call her Miss Cairo. Time is running out. And she's going to do a Power Blast. We've got a career fashion show. And what's different about that career fashion show is, you know, we're so used to seeing our wonderful fashion shows, beautiful clothing by great designers across the world. Well, this fashion show is about what do you wear when you go to work. So we've got doctors, we've got attorneys, we've got veterinarians. So we're going to do this career fashion show and emulate to our girls that we are in every part of some industry, you know. So we're working on, hopefully we can get someone from NASA. We're not far from one of the locations that they do some training for young kids in their science industry, you know, in the science field. So hopefully we can, we're close to, it used to be Moffett Field. I'm not sure if you guys know, if you, wherever you're at in the world, Moffett Field is a huge base, and they took that base, and when they were doing base closures, they pass it on to NASA. So we have a NASA base, if you will, here in the Bay Area, which is kind of fantastic and very, very cool as well. But we want to get women into the fashion show that will emulate to our daughters, to our girls, to our those that we're mentoring to see, hey, you can be a part of this. You can. What industry did you want to be in? Is it? I love the whole NASCAR deal now that we got Danica Patrick there, you know. And so we want to show you that again, that we're for you. There's opportunities for you, you know. We're gonna get behind you, and we're gonna push. And not only this is for the small business women business owners. And so we're gonna have more than 20 vendors there in the area of small business that are women owned businesses. These are all women owned businesses. Can you believe that? We've got Dr. Tae-Yoon Kim, who is a global phenomenon. She's absolutely fantastic. Again, Ilya Rizvi, Global Life Coach Ida Hardy, San Jose Vice Mayor Madison Nguyen here in Silicon Valley. We've got Tawana Ellis, who is a fantastic vocalist coming from the East Coast, that's going to kick off This Girl's on Fire, the Alicia Keys song. So we'll be getting a little bit of that from her. But again, we're going to have a power panel discussion with great leaders from colleges, business colleges, again, politics, just for our girls to ask questions about industries, about work, about the workplace. I have a 20-year-old son who's, I was talking to him today, and I said, son, what stresses you out? And it's amazing some of the things that he says, because I'm curious. I probe. I want to know what we need to be talking to our young people about. He says, I'm concerned about, you know, where I'm going to be in 10 years. You know, what kind of job? Am I going to be able to get a job? Am I going to be? And he's a student. He's a college student. He loves film, television, animation. It's great, great. Just absolutely fantastic artist. And our kids are concerned about what they're hearing about in the news with regards to our economy, with regards to the workplace. And so we need to change that, and we need to give them some hope for their future, for sure. So what I'm going to do, Coach, either stay on the line. We're going to bring you back on. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to bring another caller on that I want to say thank you for her giving today. Absolutely fantastic. We still have Dwayne on the line. We'll get back to him. And we have about 40 minutes. We've been on, can you believe it? We've been on for more than an hour. So we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to go to a commercial break.
Business on the Edge radio host Margaret Jackson and the On the Edge Women in Business Club present the 2014 Expo and Summit. This girl is on fire. Global women in the workplace. The Bay Area's leading women will fire up today's businesswomen, professional career women, and the next generation of young leaders. This summit will focus on careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, arts, and business. Bring your girls and prepare their future. Under 12 admitted free. Keynote speaker Dr. Tae-Yoon Kim, technology CEO and great grandmaster, will fire up, power up, and ignite you. With her he can do, she can do, why not me mantra. You'll also hear from San Jose Vice Mayor Madison Nguyen, inspirational life coach Ida Hardy, and Silicon Valley's 2014 Woman of Influence, Ilia Rizvi. Don't miss this day packed with power and fire. With business vendors and networking, career fashion show, power blast sessions, and a career panel discussion. It's all September 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Visit businessontheedge.biz to register. Businessontheedge.biz.
You're back on Block Talk Radio with Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW's Business on the Edge Business Coach Radio Show host. Here we are live today on Block Talk Radio. I love it. I love it. Block Talk Radio, this off-the-cuff show. I tell you, you can just about say just about anything, but I'm excited, and I like this casual talk. I like this opportunity to just let people know that we're real. We're real people, that we're wanting to live our dreams and aspirations as well. And I believe that we can do business as neighbors. I believe that we can reach and we can pull other people along with us and walk with them and help give them opportunities. Our On the Edge Women in Business Club, if you're interested in that, please go out to our website at www.businessontheedge.biz and join the club. And what I'll tell you about that club before joining, do not join if you're not going to work the system. It is an annual fee, and it's a very modest fee if you're a business owner, professional, and if it's a junior-level membership. What we try to do is sponsor those memberships as well for our college students and our girls, but it is a system, and if you work the system will work for you. If you do not work the system, it'll be like every other system that you don't work. It doesn't work for you, and you'll be frustrated, and then you'll complain about the system that someone else put in place for you to work, and it is really your responsibility to work, not the people that are putting the system in place. We're trying to give you opportunity. It's kind of like going to school and not studying. Well, it's not the teacher's fault that you don't study. It's your fault that you don't study. And so if you don't pass the test, study is the bottom line. You know, we're putting things together for you to help you benefit, to help your small businesses, women, to benefit and to grow and to strengthen. We're trying to put this expo and summit, we put this in place for your daughters to be celebrated and to be appreciated and to support them with the scholarships, with the opportunity to meet some incredible, incredible ladies, leaders around the world, around the globe, here in Silicon Valley, impacting globally. Absolutely fantastic. I am going to bring someone on who gave, since we've been on the air here, which is fantastic. And I am going to bring on Susan, I believe, is on the line with us. Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. I am on the line. Oh, good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. How do you pronounce your last name? I want to make sure I got that right.
Oh, it's just mull, like mull it over, like think it over.
Mull it over. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love that. You're a new friend. As far as I'm concerned, you're a new friend. Dwayne in just a few moments, he's texting me while I'm on air here, and he's like, she's fantastic. And so he is sending his praises over here to us. Tell us a little bit about what made you give today.
Well, I'll tell you, a couple things really connected me, and one of them, Margaret, is just the fact that this is a program that really is empowering girls, and I know that we know it as women that we have had people that we've emulated, but we've been able to do that because we've seen them in our family, in our school, in our church, in our community, but not every girl gets that. Not every girl has someone right in her corner. Not every girl has someone telling her, don't worry about whether or not you are going to be able to get a scholarship. There's ways that you can succeed. And I know for me, as I've done a couple different things in my life and my career, one of them that I'm still so proud of is that I was able to be for a time in my career a teacher in the school district of Philadelphia, where so many girls appreciate this kind of mentoring, these kind of programs, this kind of STEM program.
Sure.
And another thing, Margaret, I wanted to say to you, even studies years ago showed that even with really brilliant young women, just simply because in a question-answer session, for example, in a science class, in a math class, it was studied over a long period of time, kind of a linear study, that boys sometimes at a certain age get that hand up and get that look on their face that they're more sure of answers than girls and get noticed first. And we can't let that keep happening.
Right.
And I think one thing about that whole paradigm is that sometimes you have to be able to put your hand up even when you say, I figured this out, I know this logarithm, I understand this, but I still have this one more question about it, but I still want to answer your question. We have to tell girls, that's perfect. Your voice is so needed. Girls just need to know we are so in their corner.
Absolutely. And I just want to piggyback really quick on what you're saying. The girls are reluctant still to put their hands up. But that happens in the workplace still with regards to women really stepping out. Men are more, statistically, they take on that new challenge more often than women. They'll tell their bosses, look, I can do that job. And they don't know how to do it. They'll figure out how to do it. And they'll convince their bosses, I need this opportunity, I need this promotion. And women tend to, you know, what our statistics are telling us, that unless they've studied in a particular area or they have some information, they tend to hold back. And what some men are saying, hey, like you're saying, put your hand up, get noticed, get your skin in the game here and take an opportunity and risk. You never know. You know, you'll probably be successful in that area, but we need to go on and take those chances and those risks and say, look, I can do this job. I've done it in the workplace throughout my career. I've had things thrown at me, and I told my boss years ago, I said, look, I'll get it done. And had no clue how I was going to get it done. But you know what? I got it done.
Well, absolutely. We just had so many chances to empower women. And I know, you know, I just want to say this too. You asked me a couple reasons why I responded. Well, one of them, and I don't know if anybody sort of has this story, but I responded also not only because I know Dwayne, but also because I work with amazing women and have been influenced by so many women who are part of, and you may know the Positive Women's Network, which is a nationwide group of women who we may be as varied as being social workers, teachers, peer educators, but I will just say for myself, I'm an HIV-positive woman who has just continued to just lift up my voice and say it's time that stigma ends, it's time the science gets to the cure, we don't deserve the stigma, we are brilliant, innovative, artistic, creative minds, we're powerful women, and we choose to change the world and change this whole paradigm. So I just hope that helps everybody to think outside the box totally and not ever say that a girl cannot do a certain thing because of where she's from, because of her race or ethnicity, because of any of these things that we're talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate you sharing. Now, is there a website that we can connect with you? Can you tell our listeners how we get connected to Susan Mull mulling things over. I love that. That's a great play. You can play on words there, just with a marketing standpoint. But how do we get a hold of you? Let's tell our listeners how we can get connected to you.
Oh, well, I simply am on Facebook as Susan Moll, too, but I'm also, I just have an email, which simply, no website. That's a perfect idea, and I don't know why I haven't jumped into that, and I really need to do that. Just simply Susan, or SEMULL1@AOL.com.
Okay. We have that. And you're on Facebook.
Yes. Yes.
And so we can connect you on Facebook. I know that I understand that you're a public speaker, so there might be an opportunity for people out there that you could bring Susan in for speaking engagement and share. She's a wealth of information. Obviously, you can see that here on the show here. And an advocate and wanting to support our young ladies and our youth and our young people. And of course, this event, because we're gearing it towards young ladies, I think it's, you know we're always kind of a woman thing. We hate to leave people out. So let me just put it to you like this, guys. When I'm doing something specific, or women are doing something specific, or culturally specific, the point isn't really to exclude anyone. It's really to highlight that there's some value somewhere in that particular group, whether it's race, for example. If we're focused on, we have a lot of things going on with our race within the community right now, the national community, and it really isn't about exclusion. It is about helping people understand that there's something that's being missed here, and we need to have a conversation about it. We need to discuss it, and we need to support some healthy solutions to what we're seeing or what we're disliking. And the same with regards to what I'm talking about. Hey, this is Global Women in the Workplace because we want to support our young girls. Doesn't mean that we don't want to support our young guys. We're saying that we need to pay attention to something that's going on in the workplace, that we need our young girls to understand that science, technology, engineering, and mathematics is a place that you can excel in as well, because there's this uneven playing field. The ground is not level, and we want to bring that to a healthy level, so we can, women are not here to take anything away from men, so you guys know. And I like to make these comments, Susan, because we need to understand that there's a value for every individual on the planet, and we need to appreciate that, we need to recognize that, and we need to support that, and we need to cheerlead that. And so when we're doing something, men bully women in the workplace, but women also bully 80% of the women in the workplace, 60% of the women bully 80% of the women in the workplace. And we need to have these healthy conversations. So when I'm talking about these things, I'm not excluding you. What I'm saying is that I'm putting a spotlight on something that we need to talk about at this time and in this season, because I am for young people in general. I want to see them succeed and excel. Right now, this is about the girls, and so we want to get behind them. We're going to cheerlead for you, and we're going to bring you to this event, and we're going to give you an opportunity to get scholarships. We're going to help you, hopefully you enjoy the career fashion show, the panel discussion, get involved, get your questions ready for the panel and what they can bring to the table in terms of your future, whether it's political science, whether it's engineering, whether it's technology, whether it's business, whether it's arts. We're going to bring it. We have Miss East Bay Cities coming to join us. She is going to be the MC for the career fashion show. So we're going to do, I'm trying to get all of that out, Miss East Bay Cities and the Career Fashion Show for you. So it's very exciting what we're trying to do, and we're putting a lot of energy into this, and to make this one day, it's a one-day event, to make it great for you. So if you haven't donated since we've been on air, please go out and donate. We're a little bit under our goal. Help us reach our goal. We have, the gate closes on Indiegogo September 3rd about noon. So if you can get out there and donate, we will appreciate that. Please get connected with Susan. Get connected with Dwayne Carl. Excellent book. Excellent people. If you guys will stay on the line, I'm going to go to another commercial break. I'm going to bring Dwayne back. I'm going to bring you back. And I'm going to bring Global Coach Ida Hardy back. And I'm going to put you guys all in the air together. And let's have a little powwow before we get out of here tonight.
Okay.
Business on the Edge radio host Margaret Jackson and the On the Edge Women in Business Club present the 2014 Expo and Summit. This girl is on fire.
Global women in the workplace.
The Bay Area's leading women will fire up today's businesswomen, professional career women, and the next generation of young leaders. This summit will focus on careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, arts, and business.
Bring your girls and prepare their future. Under 12 admitted free.
Keynote speaker Dr. Tae-Yoon Kim, technology CEO and great grandmaster, will fire up, power up, and ignite you.
With her he can do, she can do, why not me mantra.
You'll also hear from San Jose Vice Mayor Madison Nguyen, inspirational life coach Ida Hardy, and Silicon Valley's 2014 Woman of Influence, Ilia Rizvi. Don't miss this day packed with power and fire.
With business vendors and networking, career fashion show, power blast sessions, and a career panel discussion.
It's all September 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Visit businessontheedge.biz to register. Business on the Edge.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KBOW 22.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive women in business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
We're back. You're talking to, we're here live, Blog Talk Radio, and with here, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Coach Margaret Jackson. I am live with you today on this Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to everyone out there listening in. Hope you're having a great and relaxing day, enjoying the barbecue and everything that you guys are doing out there. If you want to connect with us and you want to listen to our weekly show on AM 1220 KDOW, Friday night prime time, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and on Sundays, we broadcast 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., you can connect with us there as well. And this is, again, our off-the-cuff, unscripted, having a good time. Thank you for everyone that's donated to our campaign. We have more than 70 donors. Absolutely fantastic. We're a little bit under our goal. We're trying to make that by Wednesday before the gate closes on Indiegogo's website. So if you want to give, go to www.businessonedge.biz and click here to give to our girls or sponsor a girl. You can click through and you will be able to pick your funding level, and you can give whatever you want. It does not have to be that funding level that's there. We had someone give a dollar, and so that was fantastic. And we've had people give from different parts of the country, South Africa. It's absolutely fantastic, so we're excited about that. I still have three callers on that has connected with us on the show today, Dwayne Carl. We have Susan mulling it over. I have to think of it like that, mulling it over. Absolutely fantastic day while we've been online today doing this off-the-cuff show, talking a little bit about networking, Global Life Coach Ida Hardy. So a little bit more on networking for success. And then I'm going to get to my callers, and we're going to wrap up. We have about 20 minutes before we're out of here. We've been on 2 hours, And we are for our girls. This girl is on fire, and I'm absolutely on fire. So networking, we've talked about, you know, networking is really to increase your productivity. It's we want resources again. We want opportunities. We want to create results. We want to have the right conversations. We want to replace, like, for example, having a team as a small business, having a team and getting a group that can work with you and getting rid of someone that may not be as productive is important to your success. And she says, well, how do I get a group or a team to work for me? I'm not even making enough money to pay myself. Well, you know, there's some great resources out there out on the web. You know, Fiverr.com, Odesk.com, a new resource that I just learned about. I'm always looking for new resources. Onlinejobs.ph. And so some may get kind of frustrated with that because it's really outsourcing, to the Philippines. But jobs out of the country and in the country, I think that there needs to be a balance in that. I can't say that I disagree that we're, you know, we should, you know, not outsource to other countries. I think that we should outsource wherever we need to outsource to, and we need to create a right balance. And we want the global community, other nations, to do more business with us. And I think that's fair because I think America does really great business with regards to other business with the rest of the global community. And so I think it is, again, there's balance in everything. So look at that. And if you can get work done and maybe your logo, maybe you need a logo done and you can outsource to Odesk, do that and get a logo done for, you know, $60, $80, $50, you know, whatever the case may be. And that doesn't mean that I want to take work away from graphic designers. But as a small business owner and when your resources are limited, you have to think about how you're going to utilize those resources. And networking can give you the connection points that you may need. And not in addition to that, 80% of referrals are generated from cold calls, right? 60% of new contact and or jobs are from networking. So you want to make some healthy connections, so you want to do that. New experiences, you know, I often tell my customers, when you network, don't just look to go to networking events that are in your industry. Sometimes go to some events, participate in events that your industry isn't there. You will find that you will create opportunities that would have been unrealized if you had not gotten out of the box, out of the proverbial, I need to. If you're in insurance, you just go to an insurance event. If you're in restaurants, you just go to restaurants events. That's not a great way of networking. Go to some events that have nothing to do with your career field and network and talk to people about what you do. Talk to them about what they do. Look for opportunities to do business with them. Look for opportunities to get back, and you will be amazed at what kind of returns you'll get on that. So having said that, I'm going to bring back on Dwayne.
Yes.
And Global Life Coach, okay. Ida Hardy. I have you all on. And so we have about 15 minutes before we leave the show tonight, and I have you all your speakers, all your microphones are live. And so what I'd like to ask you all, and one at a time, I'd like for you to give me your advice, if you will. If you had one thing, and we'll start with you, Dwayne, if you had one thing to tell our young people, girls or guys, right now, and you have their complete attention around this nation, around the globe, what is it, what would you tell them? What's the most important thing would you tell them? It's just one thing. What would you tell them? What kind of advice would you give them?
To them would be to never give up. Dreams and goals and desires, whatever it is in this nation, this world that you want, you just hang in there and just never give up. Don't stop.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so, Susan, I'm gonna come to you, and I'm gonna phrase my question a little differently. Never give up, you know. And I think that those are great words to live by, because you have a lot of naysayers out there with regards to trying to live. It's hard, you know. It's amazing. It's hard to live a great life, period. And then when you want to live your dreams, it's really interesting that you find that you have more people throwing stones at you trying to live your dream than you do living a life that you absolutely hate. It's amazing to me when you look at it across the world. You have more people working in jobs that they absolutely do not love and cannot stand than you have people really living the dream, going after it. We can see it as a result of even our nations, our history. If think about it, if everyone in their sphere of influence, in their community, in their city, lived and aspired to do the one thing that they love, how great this nation would be. I think we're just scraping the tip of the iceberg. If everyone pursued exactly what Dwayne is saying and don't give up, what kind of nation would we have? Let's just say in just one city, I think it would be absolutely amazing. Having said that, thank you, Carl, for that, Dwayne. Susan, you're an educator. You're a public speaker. What would you tell our young people that are coming through the educational system? With the challenges, we've seen a lot of budget cuts. We talk a lot about, you know, those budget cuts being in inner city schools or underprivileged areas, where privileged areas, we don't see those same budget cuts. What would you tell the young people that are in schools that you see these differentiations and you're seeing these budget cuts and they're not having the same opportunities? What best advice could you give them?
Well, I think we're all connecting with the different things that we've been saying. I've been hearing you say throughout the show, not just the don't give up, but because there has to be more of a formula than that. I have actually had to say to students, when you see something like that's wrong, whether it's because of classism, racism, sexism, don't wait until you think you have something scripted you will say that will sound perfect. Speak what you have to say from the heart and know that you are such a valuable human being that the world needs to hear you say that. Make it you. Just push that total, the integrity, the beauty that's you, put it out there, and know that once you do that, people will support you. Just go on and be yourself, be true to yourself, and don't let anybody tell you, well, how could you possibly have a beautiful idea like that if you grew up in, you know, such and such a neighborhood, a poor neighborhood, a school that's not funded. We used to hear so many things like that in Philadelphia, neighboring school districts that had huge amounts of dollars paid per each student for their education, way more than we did. And we just had beautiful, amazing students that could just envision this whole paradigm where they knew that they were valuable.
Absolutely. And I think you hit on an important point, Susan, is they knew, it's key, they knew that they were valuable. And so helping a young person understand their value and dealing with peer pressures, dealing with bullying, dealing with all of these different pieces as they're going through their career as a student, our coming back and saying you are valuable, you know, you do have excellence in your life, the potential to be great. And so I appreciate that, because our kids need to hear that, and I don't think we're shouting that loud enough. We need to make sure that we're helping them understand that. I think That's great that they know that they're valuable, but there's so many kids that don't know that they're valuable, and we got to get that message across.
We do.
You know, so I appreciate you calling in today. Thank you so much for participating, giving into our program. What I'd like to do is I'd like to invite you to join me on my AM 1220 KDOW radio show here, and we'll have you call in here in Silicon Valley, and we'll give you that information so we'll connect with you. I'll send you, I got your email here now because of your donation, and I'd love for you to come on and chat a little bit about your experiences as an educator and some of the things that you're doing as a public speaker, and we'd love to just route some people to you and maybe opportunities that could come to you like this, networking. Susan, you know, put her
yes,
skin in the
yes.
game and now has an opportunity to come on one of the third largest business and finance radio stations in the nation. So, you know, if your skin is a get your skin in the game, people. You got to be in it to win it. And so I am honored to give you an opportunity to come on live with me, and we can talk a little bit more. And maybe we can change some lives together, Susan. I really love that. I love that a lot. So
thank
you. For that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And you're welcome. And we're going to go to my favorite coach on the planet, absolutely global life coach, Ida Hardy, my mentor. Has just been a huge influence in my life over the years. I appreciate it. It's so awesome to, you know, as a leader and as you grow, leaders become leaders because they were great followers. And so if you want to be a great leader, make sure that you're a great follower. And hopefully I've done my best to be a good follower of the trainings and teachings that Global Life Coach Ida Hardy has given me. Now, we have about 9 minutes left in the show, Coach. And so I'm going to phrase a question a little bit different for you as well, because you all have value and have something special to give with regards to our global community. You're a life coach, and I've seen you with families, you know, mentoring families, leaders, sports figures, you know, NFLers, NBAers, you know, you've kind of done it all. And now we have these young people that we want to push to the next level. And what I would say to you is, what would you say to the parents of these young kids? What's the best advice would you give to the parents to raise up leaders in their household? Like, I believe that no one's born as a leader. I know we've heard that. You're born a leader. You're born leader. Well, leadership isn't born. It's a process of training. It's a process of learning how to have leadership skills. I think we're all born with the capacity to lead, that it's in us that we could lead, but it's like a seed. If you don't put it in the ground and you don't put the right water and soil there, then it's difficult to grow into a great leader. And then we have leaders that are criminal leaders, you know, so you can lead wrong. So what would you say to the parents who are the first to impact the life of some young life, typically, you know? So what would you say to the parents?
Okay, I'd like to say to the parents, because not only am I a parent, I'm a grandparent, and I would like to first of all say to the parents who have been so weary, very discouraged, they've kind of lost hope that any dreams that they have ever had or inspirations is never going to happen. I want to inspire them to rise up, to refuse to come to the end of their life and discover they never really lived, and because they never lived and they never took the opportunity to enjoy this precious commodity called life, you owe it to your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to realize you have already proven that you're a survivor. Hey, you're still here. So rise up, stop looking behind you, and start looking ahead and realize, you know, as long as I'm breathing, I still have an opportunity to meet another level of who I was really sent here to this planet to be, and I haven't really discovered the fullness of who I am. You know, that's what I'm doing in my own life. And I've made a promise to myself and given myself permission as a mother, and all of us have had struggles, and we all go through challenging times, but I want to tell you that every single thing that you've gone through, parents, up until this point, all of the adversity you've been through, there's prosperity in it all. Why? Because of what you've learned through it. Now you have a track record. You survived it, and you're still here. So throw out a lifeline to your children. Let them see in the place of so much defeat and discouragement, let them see a new hope and realize, you know, sometimes we misinterpret all of the bad things, the hurtful, painful heartaches we go through. You know, all of those things were meant to make us stronger. And, you know, you can take what you learn and not to do, not to go. Listen, show up for your life every day, deliberately, intentionally, and on purpose. And give those young people some hope, these young women. You know, they're looking to us. And a lot of what they become and choose to become is going to depend on what they see around us and what we are portraying to them. So I'm excited. You know, I've lived long enough to be a senior coach, and I know that I have a track record. I'm still here, and I really am encouraged and so inspired. I believe I have something to say. And I want to say to parents just the fact that you were able to accomplish a purpose in seeing your children grow up, no matter what age they are. You're still here with them. Don't waste another minute in regrets. I want to tell you that your futures are not behind you. It's ahead of you. So stop looking back. Stop putting a comma where there has been put a period. Let the old go by. Release it. Let it go. And then launch out into the newness of life. You have not met or discovered the best you yet. So I'm on fire because I'm looking forward to not only, you know, this Expo Summit, but I'm encouraged and so excited about a room full of power women coming together, and we're going to ignite each other. And we're going to learn how to come more closer together. And we're going to know that if we hook up together, we will be a link chain that can't be reckoned with. I mean, a power source. And last but not least, what the world is really waiting for, powerful women in business, is for us to come forth and join hands. We are the next component to getting this show really on the road. So come expecting and bring your daughters, your granddaughters, your friends, and whoever. And listen, they're going to come one way and go back a whole new way. I believe that with all my heart. And they're going to leave where maybe their fire was out. Either they've never had one, but they're going to be ignited. And you're going to go away with a new fire. So come on out. You can't afford to miss this event. It's going to be life-transforming. And I just want to thank you in advance for coming. And give yourself permission to clear your schedule, your slate, and come out and don't miss it. It's going to be worth that whole day of just giving you permission to come and be empowered.
That's absolutely fantastic. I'm excited. I mean, that was a great promotion right there with Global Coach Life Coach Ida Hardy, and I'm so inspired by what she's saying. And we're going to do exactly that. You're going to have 20-plus women in business owners there with their businesses, vendors. Bring your resumes. Bring your willingness to intern, whatever the case may be. Talk to these ladies there. Get involved. Coach Ida Hardy is a power blast. She's going to be power blasting out. Jackie Wells is going to do a power blast. I'll be speaking. And global leader, Dr. Taeyeon Kim. We've got so much going on for you. We're so excited that we could put on an event. We're packing in everything that we can. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business Coach Margaret Jackson, and we're putting on the best Expo and Summit. I believe that this is going to be the best Expo and Summit that we've done so far. This is our third annual Expo and Summit, and this girl is on fire, Global Women in the Workplace Expo and Summit, and this is for you to shine. This is for small business women in business to shine. It's our daughters, our girls that we're mentoring, our college students. We're going to give you an opportunity to win a scholarship, $250 scholarship. We're going to give three away in STEM, business, and arts. So we're excited about that. We've got Miss East Bay City, who's going to MC the event for us for the and I have 90 seconds to go. She's going to MC our event for our career fashion show. So much going on. Go out to our website, www.businessonedge.biz. Go and donate. We have one more donator. Thank you so much to Truman Massive. Thank you for giving while we've been on air today. I want to make sure I say thank you, Susan. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Coach Ida. Thank you. And all of the donors, thank you so much for what you've done. You are absolutely fantastic. You're making it happen for these girls. We do it together. We win together. I appreciate you. If you want to listen to our show live on Friday night, www.kdow.biz. If you're not in the area, Silicon Valley, you can get us AM 1220. You can dial into the show, or you can get us right there on your AM dial, or you can listen live as well. Again, that's www.kdow.biz. We're going to bring Susan on the show. We're going to get a little bit more and learn a little bit more about what she does in terms of her public speaking. I think she's phenomenal. So let's do something. Let's make a difference today. You're listening to KDOW Business Coach Margaret Jackson, Silicon Valley Bay Area Business Leader. Thank you for tuning in.